Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us on Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, Where Would We Be Without a Dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
Welcome to Home with Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
Do you know what I need to go and stock up on?
What?
The boyfriend pajamas. I only have the short ones. You need, you will love.
Soft ones?
Yeah.
They're good for like tanning nights too.
Yes.
But you don't want to get stuff all over your sheets.
I only have the short ones. I only bought them recently, a grey pair, but I want to get the long one.
Oh, yeah. They remind me of like stuff people wear like in the hospital, like when they're giving birth.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people, I always see them in like pack up with me bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're so like, they're like perfect for breathable.
They're so, so
for when you're
lovely.
Having a baby.
I want them.
Yeah, I need.
Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
So rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us, something we're annoyed about, something literally so small, minute and inconvenient in the day that probably we shouldn't complain about, but we do. Because this is our safe space to do so.
Yes.
Mine is driving into town. It literally takes me the same time as it would drive into Mullingar.
It's mental when you go like that, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's just like the government are making it really hard to drive into now with the traffic lights and all because they want everyone to use buses. I would use the bus if you could tap on.
I know. How have they not brought that in yet?
Or, fair enough, not that, but imagine you can tap your leave card up on your phone. You can't even do that. You have to go into a shop.
Can you put a leave card on a phone?
No, but you can, I wish you could top it up on your phone, like as in online. You could say, add €20 to this card.
Siobhan's looking, you can't do that.
Oh, what?
Can you tell we don't use public transport?
Oh, that's really handy.
Fuck.
Fuck. Because I remember I was stuck in town not that long ago and there was no taxis and I had to, I think.
You were like, I'm stranded.
I was stranded. I was like, I can't get home. And I couldn't get a taxi. Had no cash. Somehow I managed to get change in my bag. I found some, which I never usually have. And I got on the bus. I remember putting up I was on the bus and someone was giving out to me that I put up that I was on the bus being like,
why?
I wasn't even slating or anything. I loved the bus. Like, I used to love
why were they giving out to you?
I don't know.
I used to always fall asleep on the bus on the way back from work.
And I love sitting in the back and your bum is warm because the heat, whatever's on the back of the, like the engine must
be
on the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just so toasty.
I used to be coming home from town and the condensation be all over the windows. Be 6 o'clock in the evening, be pitch black outside and I
dozing
off.
It's nice. Like, now that you can top up leave cards, you might see me.
Might see you on the L bus.
Honestly.
Do it, girl.
I had no, I would actually like that. If they actually came. Because when I used to get the bus, they never used to come.
Yeah.
The route I went on, it'd be a lucky dip whatever day you went.
Oh, arsewise.
If it would be there, you'd be like, well, that's another college lecture I just missed. No probs, go home. That's my rant of the week because I just think Ireland needs an overground system.
Like
I know we have the Lewis, but more stops.
They were meant to make some like underground like thing, weren't they?
I just think like places that aren't that far end up being like two buses, like 2 hours journey, which is like a 20-minute drive. That shouldn't be, like there should be connections to everywhere, I think, that are quicker.
Mm. A quicker way to get there.
Put us into the government quick.
Seriously. We'd have a whale of a time.
Honestly.
My rant of the week, you know I am an autumnal girl.
You are.
Love autumn. October's too soon to have the Christmas decorations out.
Agreed.
Christmas trees went up on the Temple Bar Inn on the 5th of October.
Scandalous.
The Brown Thomas Christmas decorations were out on the 1st of August.
I've seen them already.
1st of August.
Christmas stores there, like where you go in, yeah.
I love autumn and Christmas and that it's my favourite time of year. I really come alive at that time of year.
I do.
But Jesus Christ.
Jesus Mary and Joseph.
Honestly.
Like baby Jesus.
Let Halloween have its time and like
let everything have its time.
Yeah.
Let us, you know. We're all living too, well, I say that.
Too
like,
fast.
Yeah, it's like me. They're all living like me.
Seriously, slow
too
down.
Much in the future.
Yeah.
Like just one at a time. And then after Christmas, Easter eggs are out. It's like it's 4 months till Easter. Like,
where did I see Easter eggs? I took
capitalism.
No, it wasn't. It was selection boxes.
No.
selection boxes in Tesco.
Gone up, like gone up once from last year.
In Maynooth, in Tesco, there are selection boxes. What the fuck are they called?
They must be gone off stock.
They look pretty fresh to me.
No.
I swear to God.
I do love a good selection box.
Yeah, I know. I used to hate them when I was younger, getting them as a present. Now I love them.
Best gift you could ever give me.
Just give me vouchers and selection boxes.
That's tragic though. Like,
I know.
Why do they, it's because they want, like, they know they'll sell them.
But I do, then on the other hand, I do always hear a lot of people saying like that they're done their Christmas shopping in at like the end of October. But then I'm always like, how do you do that though? Because what if you see something that you're like, oh, that would have been better than that gift I got them?
That's borderline, I don't know, some.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. How can you be that organised? I'm just jealous of whoever's doing that.
Or like I see people like doing their Christmas shopping in like the January sales and stuff to keep it for the following year.
I actually, Black Friday is a good time. If you know you need something for someone that's like going to be in a good Black Friday sale, like electronics.
Yeah.
New fridge or something like that. Like,
just find a new fridge for someone.
But you know what I mean?
I'd love a Smeg for Christmas.
I've seen the Dolce & Gabbana fridge.
Ah, fuck off.
Fucking huge. I don't even like it. It's not even nice. I wouldn't get it. It's like,
I think you would.
No, it wouldn't. It's blue and
yellow. I'd love a leopard lady fridge.
It's just there's such a thing.
Don't know. I'd love to make one.
I need a pink Smeg. Do they have Smeg fridges? Yeah, pink ones.
Yeah.
Oh my God, imagine that. This is my Barbie dream house. Yeah, I think they just need to slow down now. No need.
It's just getting chaotic.
Life's too quick as it is.
Honestly.
So if you agree with our rants, if you want to send your own and then you need to vent that happened, you can send it into homeydrink@goledownow.com and follow us on Instagram, homeydrinkpod. If I was you, where we get to give you a bit of honest and very raw advice about what we'd do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence and we can't give maybes or ifs or buts. We have to tell you exactly what we do if we were in your situation. Mm-hmm. And again, they're all sent into our email address, which is homeydrink@goledownow.com. So this says, hi girls, something happened between me and my boyfriend recently and I can't wrap my head around it. We've been together for almost 3 years and I've lived together for just over a year. Before this relationship, I was the one that was very controlling where my ex would say things like, how could anyone ever love me when I have anxiety? I tend to overthink things and it knocked my confidence a lot. My current boyfriend knows about my past relationship and the effect it had on me. He's always tried his hardest to make me feel comfortable. A few nights ago, we were chatting after a night out and we got talking about the future together. All of a sudden, he started talking about how he didn't think he could see future at me and didn't know if he was fully in love with me. I obviously got really upset and we fell asleep shortly after. I woke up really hurt the following morning and he was devastated what he said to me and told me it wasn't how he felt and he was just saying stupid things when he was drunk. I can see all over his face since that he's really guilty and I don't know what to do or how to get over it. It feels like everything I thought was true and I'd be a fool to stay with him now. I just want to know what you would do because he's usually the perfect boyfriend. I can tell he feels guilty, but I just don't know what to do.
A drunk mind speaks a sober heart.
Yeah. Also, how can you like unhear that?
Say that, yeah.
And unhear, like you would, if he ever says that to you again, that trust is gone of what someone says and how honest they are. So like, you'll be like lies in your head.
Spoofer.
Like, yeah.
Big fat liar. Like, for someone to tell you he doesn't know if he's fully in love with you. I don't know if I'm fully in love with you, like I kind of love you. Get out.
Out.
Bye.
How can you not see if you, like...
Like that
how
is...
How can you say that and then take it back? You
but
can't.
That's the whole, like, you date to marry, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do.
You get with someone to marry, yeah.
Yeah, you get with someone. You might date around to just, like, date around. Like, but, yeah. Like, you get in a relationship with somebody, hopefully, to marry them, to see a future with them.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like.
Yeah.
So how could you... Why would you be with someone to then, 3 years later, say, don't know if I'm fully in love with you? And I can't really see a future with you.
And then take... It's given me like that he meant it, but then the next day wasn't brave enough to own it because he was didn't have the drink in him.
Yeah.
But that feeling, once it's in him, and it seems like it is, won't probably go away.
This is just going to turn it into something really, really nasty. You're just going to hold resentment towards him, as you kind of should, like it's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to constantly feel like he has to make it up to you again, which he should.
Or he's going to just drift off and you're going to feel more anxious and you're going to...
Yeah. It's not giving balance.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
There's always going to be something on one side kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think you need to take a fat step back from this.
Yeah. I think...
Can't unhear that.
Not in a... Like, don't run away from it, but I just mean like don't hurt yourself. Don't let him hurt you. I think walk away from yourself. If someone's saying that, they're not worth your time. The right person will never be not sure if they're in love with you or not.
You're literally going to end up just hanging around waiting for him to break your heart.
Yeah. And it's going to actually affect you in the long term for the next person then. Whereas if you pack your stuff and go.
That's you taking yourself.
Yeah, and you're taking that control back of like, I'm leaving because I don't want someone who's not sure of me.
Mm.
Not because you're not going to stay and try prove your worth or try make him love you again. Like, that's not fair on you. No one, you shouldn't have to prove yourself to anyone. They love you, they love you. They don't, and that's the them problem. Yeah, I haven't said it in a while, but I think I would
end it. Fake girl.
I'd end it, yeah. If you can't, it's so easy for us to hear and say that, but like, no man is worth your own personal confidence, your own anxiety being through the roof, your own worth being questioned and feeling like you just aren't enough for someone.
Because there is someone out there who will say, oh yeah, 100%. Can't wait to marry you. Love you so much. Like, who is fully sure of you. That's not everyone wants at the end deserves. Of the day.
Yeah.
You want somebody who's fully sure of you. Yeah. And if somebody's 3 years later giving you half-arse drunk
confessions.
Answer, yeah, confessions. Yeah. And then saying, oh no, I didn't really mean it.
Yeah, but like, you said it
came out caught in your head.
Yeah. It wasn't, it's not like when you call someone a name by accident and then you're like, oh, I take that back. Like, you're a bitch. Like, but like, this is a whole huge statement he said. Like, that is not to be taken lightly.
Mm.
And don't waste your time with someone who isn't seeing a future with you.
No.
If that's what you want with them.
Bye bye.
We hope you're okay. Please send us an update. You can send your dilemma or first door problem or rant into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. New episodes, Home I Drink Extra Juice, come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thanks so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you so much. Don't forget to check out the collection of home essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. We will talk to you soon, birds.
Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.